FNC's Carlson, Joe Biden avoiding Hunter Biden discussion shows plan the govern is an oligarchy. By Jeff Poor on December 15, 2020. Monday on FNC's Tucker Carlson Tonight. Host Tucker Carlson opened his program questioning President-elect Joe Biden for avoiding answers about his son Hunter Biden's business dealings with foreign countries. Carlson warned a free pass from the media, which has also ignored Hunter Biden's alleged indiscretions going back to 2019, is not healthy for a democracy. Transcript as follows. Carlson, so if you've been watching the news, you've got to give some credit to whichever MSNBC contributor who wrote the word of that Joe Biden speech earlier. If you didn't know better, if you had no context, you might think everything is better now. The Great Orange Emergency is finally over. It's 1996 again, and we can exhale. Our democratic norms are on their way back out of Russian cold storage. Last month's election is a win for all of us. Quote, in this battle for the soul of America, Joe Biden just told us, democracy prevailed. So it wasn't a partisan exercise, it certainly wasn't theft. It was a victory for you, personally. In America, Biden's speechwriter wrote, politicians don't take power, the people grant it to them. So thanks for the civics lesson, Joe Biden. Joe Biden wants you to know he didn't run for president three times because he craves power. Or because he seeks to enrich his ne'er-do-well relatives. Or because he has a vast empty space inside that only the adulation of strangers can fill. No, not at all. He ran for president because he deeply cares about you. Joe Biden is a paternal figure, really. You might even call him the father of this nation. Of course, that would make Kamala Harris America's permanent stepmother, which doesn't quite have the same reassuring ring to it, but whatever. Details are not important right now. What matters, Joe Biden wants you to know is that this is a democracy. Always has been, always will be, and by electing Biden and the small secretive group of billionaires who choreograph his every move, this country has become even more democratic, small seat, democratic, of course. And that's reassuring to hear honestly because some of us were starting to get other impressions, non-democratic ones. Just the other day, for example, Bill Gates announced that the lockdowns we are enduring are going to have to continue for a long, long time. Now, keep in mind, Bill Gates is not an epidemiologist. He's not a research scientist either. Bill Gates is a retired 65-year-old from Seattle who used to make mediocre software for office computers. But now he's a billionaire. Therefore, Bill Gates gets to decide our national health policy. Pretty much the same way retired hedge fund operator Tom Steyer gets to tell you what to think about the weather. Or how 78-year-old Mike Bloomberg decides which guns you can buy. Or how George Soros can choose your prosecutors or how Tim Cook of Apple runs our trade policy. Or how Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook can keep America's borders open just because he feels like it. But nobody says anything because his friend, fellow billionaire, Jeff Bezos owns Washington, D.C.'s hometown newspaper, and may soon buy CNN. That is the democracy Joe Biden is talking about. The kind of democracy in which 11 left-wing billionaires who fund his campaigns run everything. That's the Chinese model of democracy that Joe Biden and his friends so admire. So get used to it, America. It's a new kind of democracy. In China, people in power don't have to answer questions, so neither does Joe Biden. Just last year, a voter brought up the Biden family's corruption during a town hall event and Joe Biden responded by calling the man fat and challenging him to a push-up contest just like the Chinese do. Just this Friday, an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal pointed out that Joe Biden's wife, Dr. Jill Biden, isn't actually a real doctor. Sorry, she's not going to be treating your high blood pressure. Dr. Jill Biden has the very same degree as Dr. Bill Cosby does, which is one degree from Dr. Pepper. But Joe Biden and his friends didn't want to hear that. We'll tell you how they responded in just a moment. But before we do, we have some actual journalism to report tonight. On Friday, a reporter with this network, Peter Ducey, tried to get Joe Biden to address a factual issue. His son, Hunter Biden, is now under federal criminal investigation relating to tax fraud stemming from his business deals in China. So here's the conversation went. We have a problem with the soundbite. So we're going to summarize it for you and in fact, quote directly from it, I am proud of my son, said Joe Biden. That sounds familiar. There's a reason. That's the same rehearsed non sequitur that the Biden-Harris transition team sent out in a press release last week. And you're not getting any more information than that. Just a minute ago, we heard about how in America, politicians don't take power the people granted to them. But it turns out the people granting that power don't get answers. What we do know is that Joe Biden is very proud of his son and his son's federal criminal investigation, and that's all you need to know. So why isn't Joe Biden willing to answer even basic questions about his son's foreign business dealings? The ones where he had lucrative arrangements, very lucrative arrangements with companies directly tied to the Communist Party of China? Well, possibly it's because Joe Biden himself was directly involved in those deals and has been lying about them. We've been telling you that for more than a month, and now, it is obvious. One of Hunter Biden's former business partners, Tony Bobulinski, already presented contemporaneous documentation proving that. The reason the press corps and their allies in Silicon Valley did everything they could to bury that story is that they knew perfectly well that more evidence was coming, and it's arrived. That's evidence that they can't suppress. This weekend, the Daily Caller obtained new evidence, emails from Hunter Biden. Here's one. September 2017, Hunter Biden wrote to his building manager in Georgetown in Washington, D.C. And he wrote this, quote, "Please have keys made available for new office mates. Joe Biden, Jill Biden, Jim Biden, the brother, Gong Wang Dong, chairman of SFC emissary." Oh, so the new office mates included the former vice president, his doctor wife, and Gong Wang Dong, representing SFC, the Chinese energy company that, according to emails published by the New York Post, was reserving a 10% equity stake for Joe Biden. The man that Gong Wang Dong represented, SFC's chairman Yi, he has ties to the Chinese military and intelligence services. Apparently, he has since disappeared somewhere in mainland China. But according to an August 2017 email written by Hunter Biden, Chairman Yi also offered Hunter Biden a 3-year $30 million contract for, quote, "introductions alone." To whom? You know who. His dad, Joe Biden. As we said, Chairman Yi has since disappeared, apparently. He's been arrested by Chinese authorities. If all this seems a little dodgy to you, not quite a straightforward business deal, you should know that back in 2019, Joe Biden wasn't repeating the same line about being proud of his son. No, he went on the record and denied he knew anything about his son's business relationships abroad, including with Chinese communists, the very same relationships that were slated to make him rich. Begin video clip. Joe Biden, D., President-elect of the United States, I have never discussed. End video clip. Carlson, I've never discussed it, said Joe Biden. It never came up. Even in the office with Gong Wang Dong and Dr. Jill Biden, we talked about sports and how proud Joe Biden was of his son, the one under federal criminal investigation. The truth is, Joe Biden must thank people are as slow as he has become. This isn't even a solid cover. The point of the Biden political operation, one of them anyway, from the very beginning has been to make as much money influence peddling as possible. So if you're wondering how Joe Biden, who's been in public office since 1972, that's just the federal level, almost 50 years, how has Joe Biden been able to live in 10,000 square foot homes almost the entire time? A number of them? How do you do that on a government salary? How did Hunter Biden go from unemployable to rich virtually overnight? Well, you know the answer. They haven't even tried to hide it. Back in January 2017, a man called Eric Schwerin. He was then the president of Hunter Biden's company, which is called Rosemont Seneca, wrote to Hunter Biden to warn him that things were getting a little too obvious. Here's a quote from the email. In 2014, you joined the Burisma board in Ukraine. And we still need to amend your 2014 tax returns to reflect the unreported Burisma income. That is approximately $400,000 extra, so your income in 2014 was closer to $1,247,328. End quote. Now, we don't know, because we're not the IRS, whether Hunter Biden ever amended his tax returns to account for the hundreds of thousands of dollars he was making from Ukrainian oligarchs in a business that his father made possible by firing the prosecutor who was going to hurt the company that was paying Hunter Biden. We're not making any of this up. We're not into conspiracy theories. That's all true, and it unfolded in public. The DOJ's investigation presumably is looking into all of that. but the emails from Eric Schwerin do offer another window into the kind of life the Bidens were living. Here's his email to Hunter Biden. Since you couldn't have lived on approximately $550,000 a year, Schwerin wrote to Hunter Biden, you quote, borrowed some money from Rosemont Seneca in advance of those payments. So, here you have Hunter Biden, the son of Joe Biden, who is himself a son of Scranton, Pennsylvania, son of a coal miner, took Amtrak to work every day. This is a person who became so dependent on peddling influence that he couldn't live on a $550,000 a year salary. This is the person Joe and Dr. Jill Biden are proud of. The rest of us, and this is not a personal attack, it's just true. If you're going to restore democracy, the rest of us have a right to know exactly where the money came from. What did they do for it? And what effect is it going to have on the country going forward? In a democracy, that's a very basic request. And there's nothing democratic about ignoring the question. In fact, it just confirms what's obvious, which is they don't plan to govern us as a democracy, but instead as an oligarchy. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.